Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you are very welcome to Liveline. Katie Hannan with you until 3 o'clock, and I'll go first to Nicola. Nicola, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Katie. How are you?
We're very well, Nicola. How are you?
Well, I suppose we have had better days. We're very confused. I come from a dance background, so I run a dance school in Carlow, and the advice that came out from the government last night has just unfortunately left me sitting at home here at my kitchen table with my studio closed this morning, just after going back on the 29th of June, finally getting back to normal, came off our social welfare payment, and unfortunately now I'm looking at having to sign back on again, which is not something I want to do. I want to work.
And how big is your school, Nicola?
Oh, well, we would have over 100 students. So before, obviously, coronavirus became such an important part of our lives, we would have had 30 children, say, per class. We have a fine big studio, plenty of space. But then, obviously, with social distancing, we reduced all our class numbers down to about 15. So we were already operating at, you know, 50% of what we can do. And now, the way it stands, the way it looks, we're going to have to teach a class of six. So I'm one of those six. That leaves five students. I have little girls and boys dancing with me. You know, we're four and five, so I always like to have an extra senior student with me to give me a little hand, a little volunteer, in case I need to go to the bathroom or anything like that. So that leaves me down to four students an hour, and just, unfortunately, I can't trade like that.
So because presumably you have overheads, Nicola, obviously.
Massive overheads, yeah. Like the rent on our studio, IMRO, our commercial rates that we're paying to the council, ESB, and everything. It's just shocking, and we have no way, unfortunately, with four students in a class, because realistically that's what it will be. There's no way I could make that money, or any of the dance teachers who are in my position. Our governing body is working so hard behind the scenes this morning, doing everything we can. We've over in our union, we have like 2,000 students. Now, one of them, we haven't had to do one contact tracing protocol. Not one student has been affected. Every teacher, every dance teacher in Ireland is running their studios to the absolute highest standards, and I'm so proud of them, and I'm proud to be a part of the AIDF, that's the All-Ireland Dance Federation. They're actually the unsung heroes, I think, of the coronavirus, teaching children through Zoom classes for free all over the lockdown, and we finally get our feet back, finally get a chance to earn a living for our families again, and we have to be knocked with this, which I'd like to say, approximately 3 or 4 hours notice last night.
Yeah, did you get notice? Because I just explain to people that maybe aren't following it as closely as you have to follow it, Nicola. It's the new rule, recommendation or rule, that you cannot have more than six people indoors at any gathering.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's just it. And were you given warning that was coming?
No, same as everybody in the public. Same warnings last night. I mean, we were supposed to have class this morning at 11 a.m. And those children, you know, we sent messages to their parents at 10 and 11 o'clock last night. What were those parents supposed to do? They were going to work. They had arrangements made for their children to be dropped to the studio. And they're just left, like, you know, just left high and dry. You know,
what kind of dancing do you teach?
So we teach a type of dance called freestyle and slow dance. It's a wonderful style of dance that really doesn't get the recognition it deserves. But it's something like a combination of ballet and gymnastics.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's lovely. It really is. And the children that are involved in it, so our students would train with me 5 days a week. So Monday to Friday. They might do a little bit of extra training on a Saturday, and they compete on a Sunday. Their parents are... Well, they're not really their parents, they're their financial providers, because it's so expensive. They're behind them 100%, and it's not just a dance class. If that's all it was, just another hobby, these hobbies, all of the hobbies, not just dancing, mean the world to these kids. It's all they have, you know, and we've children from all walks of life. We've children whose parents are terminally ill. We've kids literally from every walk and background of life you could imagine, and this is their social outlet. This is what they need, and they're, you know, I just can't understand how they can all go back to school but they're not allowed to have a little bit of enjoyment you know, in their hobbies. And I understand the priority is to get children back to school. I have my own two children who desperately need to get back to school. They need it so much. And I also understand that so many people have lost their lives for this awful virus, and I have the deepest sympathies for them. I really do. It's absolutely horrendous. But I can't understand why our sector has been targeted. It makes no sense to me when we have had...
Well, you know, what I'm going to say now, Nicola. I'm going to say your sector wasn't targeted. That it was. It's a general recommendation that no house, no party, no, and no, as it happens, you know, sporting or dance or recreational activity can have more than six people.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. But however, we can have football matches. We can go to the pub to have a meal. There could be 40 people sitting at tables, granted socially distanced, but in the one building. But I can't have, even if it was 10 to 12 children socially distanced in a classroom, it just doesn't make sense.
If it was 10 to 12, do you think keep going?
At this point, we are willing to do anything. Just as it stands, we can't trade. We can't. I'd have to be literally working from, you know, 9 to 9, Monday to Sunday. And, you know, we have to have some sense of family life ourselves as well, you know.
And you had a competition coming up this weekend?
Yeah, so obviously all our children compete. It's a competitive style of dance. So they obviously haven't had a competition in 5 months, which is completely understandable. But with the ruling that we were allowed to have 50 indoors, we plan to have our own class in-house competition. We had rented a hall. We had bought trophies. We were going to give a trophy to every child. I mean, they wouldn't have understood that every child would get a trophy. But, you know, just a little presentation for them. With the trophies purchased, we had everything done out that we were going to have a fabulous day with the kids. Everything is the countdown to the competition. And now, obviously, that's gone as well, you know. Which, look, I understand, and I understand we're in a very difficult time. I just wish we had been given a little bit more notice and a little bit more of an explanation as to why.
Yeah, I see. Your issue really is that if these children are going to be, you know, in classes of maybe 25 or 30 children or on school buses or whatever, why can't they be in a socially distanced gym or studio with you?
I can bring my own two children now. I can bring them into my local restaurant for a meal where there could be 30 other people, but I can't let my daughter go to a class, you know, that with 7 or 8 or 9 children in it. And the thing about the small class numbers as well, the children actually don't benefit being in classes with only 4 or 5 in it. They thrive off being together, the atmosphere, you know, the cheering for each other, the support, the little chats. That's what they love. They don't want to be in a class of just themselves and 3 or 4 others. They want to be there 10 and 12, you know, enjoying themselves and being happy and finally having some sense of normality. Like they've been through so much, the children have, and I really think it's the children that are suffering, and I think that's an awful shame. I think somebody somewhere needs to fight for them.
Okay, Nicola, will you stay there, because I just see we're getting a lot of calls of people in your position and running the kind of businesses you're running, you know, left high and dry as you were yesterday. Yeah. Just stay there, because I want to go to Rob Murphy. Rob, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Katie, how are you?
Yeah, Rob, you have a stage school.
Yeah, we have a stage school called Dramatic Action Stage School, and we're based in Kildare and Dublin. And like Nicola, we were closed down in March. We have over 300 students, and we were months away from our end of year show. And like Nicola, we were able to come back for a few weeks. We came back for a really successful summer course in which our parents and our children, as you can imagine, Katie, after 4 months no classes, were absolutely delighted to be back doing what they love. And that's what's so important here. The children love coming to us, and, you know, we ran our summer courses. We had temperature checks at the door. We sanitised stations. We did our social distancing. Of course, it's all cost a fortune. And last night, after the announcement of the government, we're just left really confused. And, you know, primary and secondary schools can come back. Play centres today are open. Gymnastic classes are back. But we can't come back, and we're confused. And so
are,
many
are
people...
Are play centres open?
I saw somebody put up, there was a play centre, Funky Monkey, I think it's called. Don't quote me, but there's play centres open today, and Tasia Park has opened. And I just don't understand if these industries and our schools, we run it in line with school calendar. A lot of the local schools would send kids to our stage schools. We do dance, drama and singing. And I really feel it's a vital part of the community. And when the kids go back to school, they associate going back to school with going back to stage school and going back to their performing arts activity. And it's really important that we know what we can do in September, because everybody seems a bit confused today on social media. And as a direct result of COVID, Katie, we set up PAEI, which is the Performing Arts Educators of Ireland. And we have over 270 schools and professional teachers signed up across Ireland, and it's growing daily. And that's an estimate of 70,000 children who come to performing arts activities. And we need to tell them, and we need to communicate with our parents where we stand, and we need clarity from the government.
And as you say, as Nicola said there, there was no advance notice to people like yourself that this was coming down the track.
No advance notice. We had members in the PAEI in the middle of a summer camp who had to text parents this morning to cancel their summer camp.
In the middle, yeah.
And it doesn't make sense. I mean, what we're really looking for here, Katie, is clarity.
I suppose I'll put to you...
Go ahead.
Yeah, Rob, I just put to you what I heard Eamon Ryan, the minister and the Green Party leader, speaking to Sarah McInerney today, basically saying, look, we have to sacrifice the optional so that we can make it more certain that we will have the essential, which is basically that we need the schools to come back. So all of these other activities are having to be sacrificed in order to make that as viable as possible.
Yeah, I completely agree. Look, I know how serious the virus is. I lost a really important family member in April myself.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
And I, if anyone knows the severity of the virus, we know that. But we also have paid all this money to follow the guidelines and have all these things in place for September. We've paid a huge amount of money for all this, Perspex screens, et cetera, to be safe, to create a fun and safe environment. Kids do need to go back to school, but kids also need to have fun. And this is where they can be themselves. This is where they can have fun. I know myself as a secondary school student many, many years ago, I won't tell you how long, Katie, but as a secondary school student, I remember waiting for Friday night to go to my stage school because that's where I could be myself. And I know 50 or 60% of my students are the same. When they're at stage school, they can be themselves. They can be who they want to be. So, yes, school is important. But also, we need a social outlet for our kids. They're all out playing on the street. Why can't 10 or 15 or 20 of them be 2 metres apart in a dance class?
And I'm told you're right, Rob. Funky Monkeys is open. And that is... Yeah, that's.
And Tatia Park is open today. I know they're outdoor and it's different, but I just think you know.
We'll just check. I'm not sure if Tatia Park is open, but we'll check on that as well. But we did check on the Funky Monkey play centres, and they are apparently open. Rob, will you stay there? I've got another.
I will, of course.
I've got Alison Cronin. Alison, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Casey. I would just like to reiterate everything that those other two teachers have said.
You're a ballet teacher?
Predominantly a ballet school in County Tipperary, yes.
And again, this came as a bolt out of the blue to you yesterday.
Absolutely. Again, we were told, look, close in March, we did. We were told it was a temporary closure. We all were waiting, will we be back after Easter? That didn't happen then. Bank holidays, will we be back? We did what we were told to do. We followed all the protocols, all the guidelines. We've put them in place. We work with children in a very controlled and disciplined environment, especially ballet. You know, children, they do what they're supposed to do. It's controlled, it's disciplined. I cannot understand what the problem is. I'm like the other teachers. I am completely and utterly baffled. We held 3 small summer schools during the summer with 12 children in each. It went extremely well. The children were so happy to be back in the environment that they loved being in. We did exactly what all the other teachers do. We had our 2 metre spacing all sorted. We had our hand sanitizers. We had the trace and track logbooks. We took their temperatures as they came in. I cannot understand why. And I know you said we're not being targeted, but it does feel like that. It really, really does.
And yes, just to let you know, Tato Park is open today. My producer has just confirmed to me. How many children would you normally have in your ballet classes or your dance classes, Alison?
When we've mapped it out, we can fit 12 children very, very comfortably, leaving each child 2 metres in front of them, behind them, beside them and diagonally. They are completely in their own little bubble. Ballet classes, our classes wouldn't be huge. So I might have in one class, I might have 9 children. Who do I contact and tell they can't come back? You know, these children have paid deposits to come back. They've been contacted with their timetable, their return date. Who do I ring and say, sorry, you didn't cut it this year? These children have been with me since they were 3 and 4. We're like a family. You can't just say, you can't come into class today.
Yeah.
You know, it's not right. It's
so are you going to stay open then, Alison?
I'm following all the protocols that I've been told to follow. And yeah, I'm one part of me is saying I'm going to open as planned. I'm teaching children for 33 years. Their safety is paramount to me. But parents have to trust us as well that we will follow everything. There's been no case that within the arts of a child going to a drama class, a dance class, they're going to go back to school. They're going to be sitting on the school buses. Why can't you let us do something that we are passionate about and that children want to do? I've had letters, texts, cards from children saying, we really miss you. We can't wait to be back. It's not right that the arts have been affected and children and our livelihoods as well.
Alison, stay there. Edgar Kirby, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Edgar, you have the Kirby School of Performing Arts down there in Dungarvan.
Yes, we're based here in Dungarvan Town in County Waterford. Since lockdown, we straight away got into our online offering. So we offer classes straight away to families for no cost at all, because I kind of knew that the immediate economic effect this was going to have on people. So that was really well received and really, really appreciated. And what I got a lot back on, not to repeat much of the teachers' points here because it's been well covered and very good points have been made, but the mental health of those children has really been affected by this. And the announcement last night really hit the performing arts community in Ireland in a really, really big way. And it's just so confusing that some venues can have so many, but yet one of the environments that is so, so controlled. I could look back 3 years ago on the 3rd of February and tell you exactly who was in my studio. You know, it's an environment that can be so controlled. We know exactly who's coming in the door. We have absolutely everything in place, like every other dance studio or performing arts school. It's just really, really confusing, frustrating, and when they announce these things, there's never clear guidance or clarity. I searched, I was literally up to 3 o'clock in the morning last night. I'm part of a dance studio owner leadership program, and a lot of people would message me for advice. And I was really good that day through lockdown that I was able to find it. I couldn't find anything. It was dribs and drabs, and it's so unclear.
Well, because, of course, you weren't mentioned. There was no specific recommendations in relation to your sector, but it comes back to that no more than 6 people can gather indoors.
It does, yeah.
That's it, isn't it? That's the only part of the recommendations that really impacts on yourselves.
And yes, we're getting mixed messages now on social media that we can't have X amount again with social distancing, and it's you can't.
Where are you getting those messages from?
I don't have his name now. There's one of the senators that is actually looking up the information, and there's a lot of bodies as well, like the PAI, that are kind of fighting for that information as well at the moment.
So you're saying that it may be the case that actually there may be some exceptions made?
It may be the case. I'm kind of waiting with bated breath that we may be able to open it in some form. I mean, 6 for any, I mean, it's doable, but you're going to be working 60 hours a week and you're not going to be earning a penny. So it's just not feasible for anyone working in the arts sector. We've already been hit hard enough with no performances this year, which has hit worldwide naturally. And I totally, totally understand that this isn't coming from a place of ignorance or selfishness that we just want to do our dance classes. This really is people's livelihoods, and we won't survive it unless there's either A, an absolutely massive programme of support sent out again, or B, that the numbers can come up. Even to 12, 14 would do.
Yeah. And you invested in your studio recently.
Hugely. Yeah. We installed a... I actually haven't even really told many people this. We installed a €3,000 air filtration system into our air conditioning to keep the air clean, and that's constantly pumping. We had 7 weeks of classes the past few weeks and 3 weeks of summer camps that we'd normally get done in 1 week, but with the amount of numbers we felt safe dealing with. I mean, we have a massive studio. We can fit 28 students in that studio with 2 metres distancing. And I must say, the kids were absolutely superb. Everything was down to a T. But that comes to the teacher's part as well, that everything is really clear.
That is the thing, though, about kids, because I know my own kids do classes, drama classes and dance classes, and they are very disciplined. It's part of the whole ethos of the training.
Yeah.
That they stand where they're supposed to stand, and they move to where they're supposed to move.
Exactly, yeah.
Edgar, will you... Yeah, I'm going to have to take a break, but we'll continue this after these.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.